So before you listen to the sermon, read Proverbs chapter 6. And the title of my sermon today is Do Not Downplay the Sin of Lying. You may think, oh, it's New Year.
Yeah,
first of all, you already had one New Year sermon anyway this year. I'll tie it into the New Year at the end.
Today
I want to. This is what was on my heart to preach on. So today I want to talk about one of the sins of the tongue. And specifically lying. And which, as we will see, is not a small thing before God. I want to read from a passage from the book of James. And I was doubting to read it first, but I decided to read in Proverbs 6. But it's a passage that warns for the sins of the tongue. Read James chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For many things we offend all. If any offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven with of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whichsoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
ای برادران من، بسیاری از شما معلم نشوید، چون که می دانید که بر ما داوری سخت‌تر خواهد شد، زیرا همگی ما در بسیاری چیزها می لغزیم، و اگر کسی در سخن گفتن نلغزد، او مرد کامل است و می تواند عنان تمام بدن خود را بکشد، و اینک لگام بر دهان اسبان می زنید، تا مطیع ما شود و تمام بدن آنها را بر می گردانید، اینک کشتی ها نیز هرچند بسیار بزرگ هستند و بادهای سخت رانده می شوند، اما سکان کوچک به هر طرفی که اراده ناخدا باشد برگردانیده می شوند. همچنان زبان نیز عضوی کوچک است و سخنان کبرآمیز می گوید. اینک آتشی اندک چه جنگل عظیمی را می سوزند و زبان آتشی است. آن دنیایی از شناور در میان اعضای ما زبان است که تمام بدن را می آلاید و دوران زندگی را می سوزاند و از جهنم سوخته می شود، زیرا که هر نوعی از حیوانات و پرندگان و خزندگان و حیوانات دریایی از انسان رام می شود و رام شده است، اما زبان را هیچ کس نمی تواند رام کند، شرارتی سرکش و پر از زهر کشنده است.
Yeah, so the tongue is a little member, yet failing to control that member can cause a lot of trouble and harm. And lying is one of these sins of the tongue. And it's often a sin that is kind of downplayed. Yeah, we compare it with other sins like murder or adultery or stealing. And I think lying is not that bad. Yeah, dividing it in kind of good sins and bad sins categories. Yeah, saying, oh, it's not really a lie. It's like a white lie. It's not that bad. Yeah, this is not in the bad category. And you know this is true when you go out soul winning. Yeah, because the first step when we share the gospel, yeah, is that we help people to understand that they have sinned against God.
Yeah,
if you don't understand there's a problem,
yeah,
you're not going to understand that you need a savior. Yeah, we tell them, hey, you've all sinned. Yeah, everybody sinned and come short of the glory of God.
And
the wages of sin is death. And then we go to the book of Revelation.
بعد میریم کتاب مکاشفه.
Yeah, to explain what is death means. Yeah, that
بعد میگیم گناه چیه.
Going to the lake of fire.
گناه یعنی تو آتش.
And the verse we use often is Revelation 21:8.
آیه‌ای که معمولا استفاده میکنیم مکاشفه 21:8.
Yeah, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have the part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
صفحه 414.
اما ترسندگان و بی‌ایمانان، مفسدان، قاتلان، زناکاران، جادوگران، بت‌پرستان و همه دروغگویان نصیب ایشان در دریاچه افروخته شده به آتش و گوگرد خواهد بود. این است مرگ دوم.
Yeah, this is a gnarly list.
لیست خیلی وحشتناکیه.
Yeah, and the list ends with all liars shall have the part in the lake of fire. Yeah, which
همه
اشکه همه
به اضافه تر گذاشته در حقیقت جلوی دروغ گویان.
It's an in a list of bad sins.
جز به گناه های خیلی بد
گناه های کچیک نیست. به نظر نمیاد خیلی
کچیک بوده برای خداوند. چون آخرش تأکید هم کرده.
Yeah, why is this such a great verse to use to explain first of all that the punishment of sin is hell, but also that we all deserve to go there? Because most people will recognize and admit that they have lied. And normally everybody says that, yeah. Yeah, of course we've lied.
دروغ گفتیم.
Yeah, this is a sin they can all identify with.
گناهی که همه خودشونو باش.
Now, occasionally you have people and say, "No, I'm not a liar."
من دروغگو نیستم.
And they translate this as, "Oh, this is one time."
یه بار دروغ گفتم. Yeah. دو بار دروغ گفتم. همش دروغ نمیگم که.
Yeah. It was a small lie. It's like a white lie. Yeah? They're downplaying the seriousness of sin, and specifically the sin of lying. Now, first of all, how many lies do you need to tell to become a liar? Of course, the answer is simply just one. Yeah, you have committed a lie. You're called a liar. Yeah, committed murder.
Yeah,
same thing. One murder, you become a murderer. Yeah.
But
what question comes up?
سوالی که اکثرا همه میپرسن.
Yeah, is that? Oh, but it's only a little bit. Yeah, now go to the last verse of the same chapter. Revelation 21:27. Yeah, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
و چیزی ناپاک یا کسی که مرتکب عمل زشت یا دروغ شود هرگز داخل آن نخواهد شد مگر آنانی که در دفتر حیات بره
مکتوب. Yeah, it talks about a single lie.
فقط میگه یه دروغ، نه دروغ‌ها.
Is enough to condemn us.
یه دونه دروغ کافیه که ما رو محکوم کنه.
Yeah, lying is a grievous sin.
گناه یک دروغ یک گناه بزرگیه.
Yeah, Christ had to die.
عیسی مسیح مرد برای.
Also for that sin, so you can have life.
که حتی برای دروغ شما که شما بتونید زندگی داشته باشید.
You were a small child and the first sin you committed was lying.
اگر بچه کوچیک هستی و اولین گناهی که تو عمرت انجام دادی یه دروغ بوده.
Then that sin caused you to spiritually die.
و اون گناه همون دروغ اولی در بچگی باعث مرگت شد. و همون باعث شد که از جلال خداوند کوتاه باشی به خاطر همون دروغ.
Why do people downplay the sin of lying?
چرا همه گناه کوچیک میشمارن؟
Yeah, because everybody is guilty of it.
چون همه محکومیم در مقابلش.
Yeah, and therefore it condemns everybody to hell. Yeah, we have lied in the past. I have lied, you have lied. And we're probably going to lie at certain points in future again. But the fact that everybody does it doesn't mean that it's not a small thing. It shows us that all of us need to pay attention
to the sin today.
We should not go easy on this because everybody does it. Or because it comes close to home. Maybe we struggle with this.
Yeah,
it's always easy to speak out against sins that we don't commit or think we don't commit or sins that we have overcome. I don't do this anymore.
من این کارو نکردم که.
Yeah, but when it comes to lying.
اما وقتی برمیگره به دروغ.
Yeah, we all can relate to that.
هممون میتونیم یه.
So we all need to pay attention.
باید توجه کنیم.
Yeah, don't downplay this the sin of lying.
گناه دروغ رو کوچیک نشمارید. ما همون جدیتش بگیریم.
My goal simply is today.
هدف امروز من اینه.
I want you to get a hatred for lying and lying lips.
من میخوام متنفر بشین از دروغ و دروغ زبان دروغ.
That you'll see the ugliness of the sin.
و زشتی اون گناه رو ببینید.
And I think a good start is to look what God says about lying.
نگاه کنیم.
What does God think?
خداوند در مورد.
Go to the book of Proverbs.
کتاب امثال رو باز کنید.
Yeah, how bad is the sin of lying?
گناه و
How bad is it when I lie against my spouse? When I lie against my parents, children?
Yeah.
Children? You're not drawing, eh? You're listening.
Yeah.
How bad is it when I lie against my brothers and sisters in Christ, against my co-workers?
Yeah,
so how bad is the sin? Now, read Proverbs 6.
امثال 6 رو بخونید.
And read verses 16.
16.
Read 16 for now. Yes.
16.
And then we're going to read some more of it. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him.
شش چیز است که خداوند از آنها بیزار است. بلکه هفت چیز که از آنها کراهت دارد.
Yeah, so we have a list here of things that God hates.
لیستی داریم که خدا ازش متنفر.
And some people struggle. Oh, but God is love.
Yes,
God is love, but you cannot say that you love things if you don't hate the opposite.
Yeah,
if you love children, you hate pedophiles.
Yeah,
if you love truth, you will hate lies.
So,
what are these things that are specifically mentioned here that God hates and that are an abomination to him?
و برای او کراهت آمیز.
Yeah, that's a very strong word.
Like, کراهت.
It's like what makes God throw up or greatly distressed.
Yeah,
it's a very strong word. Now read verse 17 till 19. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
چشمان متکبر، زبان دروغگو، دستانی که خون بیگناه را می‌ریزد، دلی که نقشه‌های شریرانه می‌کشد، پاهایی که برای بدی تیزروست، شاهد دروغینی که دروغ‌ها می‌بافد و آنکه تخم نفاق میان برادران می‌پاشد.
So guess what makes this list twice?
این لیست چی دوباره برمی‌گردد؟
Lying.
دروغ.
Yeah, he hates a lying tongue. God hates a lying tongue. He hates it when people lie. He hates it when you lie.
متنفره که وقتی مردم دروغ میگن. متنفره که وقتی شما دروغ میگید.
Yeah, you lie to your spouse. You lie to your parents.
به پدر و مادرت دروغ میگی.
Your friends.
به دوست دروغ میگی.
God looks at that and he hates it.
نگاه میکنه و ازش متنفره.
It's a serious sin.
گناهش کوچیک.
Yeah, don't downplay it.
کوچیک در نظر نگیرینش.
Yeah, if it's easy for you to lie,
you
have a serious problem. A serious spiritual problem.
از لحاظ روحانی
yeah, because you're doing what God hates. What's abominable to him.
ازت متنفره از انجام داری میدی.
Yeah, the other one is, he hates a false witness that speaketh lies.
و یک شاهد دروغگوی شاهد
yeah, he hates it when
میگه.
People go out there lying about other people.
دروغ میگه در مورد
He says it's an abomination.
میگه کراهت داره برای خدا.
Yeah, when you go around slandering other people spreading lies about them.
دروغ داره پخش میکنین به دیگران.
Yeah, God hates that. It's not a small thing.
چیز کوچیکی برای خداوند نیست.
Yeah, this person said this or that and it's a lie.
فلانی کاری کرد.
Okay.
آخر سر دروغ گفتی در مورد
You're in trouble. You're doing things that God hates.
کاری که خداوند ازش متنفره داری
Yeah, making a railing accusations against people in a church.
Yeah.
It will get you removed from church fellowship. Yeah, we'll throw you out if you do that. Yeah, so out of this list of six or seven things, twice we see the topic of lying coming up. Yeah, not something to play down. Go to Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12, 22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight.
خداوند از لب‌های دروغگو کراهت دارد، اما راست‌کرداران پسندیده اویان.
Yeah, again, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. Oh, it's just a white lie. It's just a small thing. No, it's an abomination, so says the Bible. Yeah, if God looks at you and you're lying, yeah, that's how he feels about it. But the opposite. What's the contrast? He delights in those who walk in truth. He loves those who speak truth. Go to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, 9 and 10. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Colossians 3, 9 till 10.
به یکدیگر دروغ مگویید، چون که انسان قدیم را با اعمالش از خود بیرون کرده و انسان تازه را پوشیده اید که به صورت خالق خیش را به شناخت تازه می شود.
This is not very, very difficult to understand. This is not cryptic. God simply says, lie not one to another. Yeah, do not do this. Yeah, instead, speak the truth. Yeah, lying is what the old man does. It's a work of the flesh. Yeah, it says, put on the new man. It means stop lying. And this is a commandment, not a suggestion. Yeah, do not lie. Yeah, the Ten Commandments also have do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Yeah, go to Acts 5. And here we have a story that takes place in the early days of the New Testament church. And things are going great. Church is growing fast, lots of people. Gospel, the gospel is preached boldly. And chapter 4 ends with the remarks that nobody lacked anything. Yeah, people sold houses, lands, and they put the proceedings to the feet of the disciples, apostles.
So,
and they would distribute it as there was need. Now, let's read the story which is at the beginning of Acts 5. And we're just going to read the whole story. And it's verse 1 till 11. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why had Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down, gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that had that heard these things. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether you sold the land for so much? And she said, yeah, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and so carried thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in, and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things.
اما شخصی حنانیا نام با همسرش سفیره ملکی را فروخته. بخشی از قیمت آن را با آگاهی زن خود نگاه داشت و بخشی از آن را آورده پیش پای رسولان نهاد. آنگاه پتروس گفت ای حنانیا، چرا شیطان دل تو را پر ساخته است تا روح القدس را فریب دهی و مقداری از قیمت زمین را نگاه داری؟ آیا چون داشتی از آن تو نبود و چون فروخته شد در اختیار تو نبود؟ چرا این را در دل خود نهادی؟ به انسان دروغ نگفتی بلکه به خدا. حنانیا چون این سخنان را شنید افتاده جان بداد و ترسی شدید بر همه شنوندگان این چیزها مستوری گشت. آنگاه جوانان برخواسته او را دفن کردند و بیرون برده دفن نمودند. و حدود 3 ساعت گذشت که همسرش بی اطلاع از ماجرا وارد شد. پتروس بدو گفت ما مرا بگو که آیا زمین را که به همین قیمت فروخته اید؟ گفت بلی به همین. پتروس به وی گفت برای چه موافق شدی تا روح خداوند را امتحان کنی؟ اینک پاهای آنانی که شوهر تو را دفن کردن بر آستانه در است و تو را هم بیرون خواهند. دردم پیش پاهای او افتاده جان بداد و جوانان داخل شده او را مرده یافتند. پس بیرون برده کنار شوهرش دفن کرد و ترسی شدید تمامی کلیسا و همه آنانی را که این را شنیده بود شنیدند فرو گرفت.
Yeah, so what was the sin that Ananias and Sapphira committed?
They
lied against God. Yeah, they lied about a gift. Something that was theirs to begin with. But they chose to lie about the amount they had sold it for.
Yeah,
probably to make it look that they had given everything. As a result of that sin, of that lying, God killed them both. Now, assumingly, they're both Christians, yeah? And that means they're in heaven right now. But we see here that God actually shortened the life of two Christians.
Yeah,
stopped their ability to earn more rewards on this earth because they lied.
Now,
thank God that God doesn't kill us over every single lie.
We
all be dead by now.
But
God has set an example here.
Yeah.
A warning.
Yeah.
Because it says great fear came upon everybody who heard it and of the people in the church. And they knew, hey, lying is not a small thing. We better take God serious. If he says something, let's better listen to that. Yeah, lying goes against everything that God is. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
Now
God is the truth. Yeah? When we love God, yeah, we have to love truth. And we must hate lies and lying lips. Yeah, you cannot say you love the truth
and
at the same time you're not serious about lies. Yeah, loving truth goes together with hating lies. Yep. When you hear people lying, yeah, it should bother you a lot. When you lie yourself, it should bother you a lot. You should be grieved over it. Yeah, we are to hate what God hates. God hates lying. We are to love what God loves. God loves truth. Yeah, why should we not downplay lying? Because God hates it. It's an abomination to him. Yeah, if this is how God thinks about it, this is how we should be thinking about it. Yeah, we see the example that God gives by actually killing Ananias and Sapphira when he lied against God.
Yeah,
lying is a work of the flesh. It's what the old man does. Of course, we are to walk in newness of life. There's not a reason why we should not be downplaying lying. Lying lips are a trademark of the wicked. Of the wicked. Yeah, wicked people are liars. And it shouldn't surprise you. Yeah, why not? Because they follow the father of lies. Go to John 8. John 8, 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. And he was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
او از اول قاتل بود و در راستی ثابت نمی باشد. از آن جهت که در او راستی نیست. هرگاه به دروغ سخن می گویید از ذات خود می گویید. زیرا دروغگو و پدر دروغگویان است.
Yeah, Satan is the opposite of the truth. Yeah.
شیطان ضد حقیقته.
Yeah, he speaks lies.
دروغ میگه و پدر دروغگویانه.
It says he is a liar and the father of it.
میگه دروغگو و پدر دروغگویانه.
The default position, the natural position of Satan is to lie.
شیطان دروغه.
Spewing out lies.
دروغ گفتنه.
Yeah, no wonder that those who are far away from the truth and close to Satan, that they will be liars. His followers will lie. Remember last week we looked at Psalm 58 as well for a moment. 58:3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Psalm 58 verse 3. Psalm 58 verse 3.
شریران از رحم منحرفند و از بطن مادر گمراه و دروغگو.
And of course I explained that this is poetry. Yeah.
گفتم شعره.
Wicked people don't start speaking lies when they were born.
نوزاد دروغ نمیگه.
First of all, they were born innocent. They didn't sin yet. They became wicked people later. But what is being communicated here is that speaking lies is a trademark of wicked people. This is what they do. This is what they default to. This is what is natural to them. Yeah, they lie. They lie all the time as if it's nothing. They have no regard for truth. They don't care about the truth. Yeah, we don't want to downplay lying because it's a trademark of wicked people. And as one of God's people, we do not want to be associated with the wicked because we are lying a lot. God hates it. It's an abomination to him.
خداوند متنفره و کراهت
داره. This is what ungodly people do.
مردمی بی خدا
این کارو میکنن. This is what the wicked are into.
کارهای بدی که پلیدها انجام میدن دروغگویی است.